person says it, okay? Are we clear? Where's my headphones? Oh, we're on? Okay. In a special tribute, Margaret Thatcher is interred next to Richard III in a car park. Well, what do you know?
Live from Phoenix, Arizona to Cleveland, Ohio, it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI Public Radio International. That's John Tulin on the piano, Jeff Hammond on bass, I'm Sarah Nix. In this hour of What Do You Know, New York Times London correspondent Sarah Lyle, all the news it isn't and the What Do You Know quiz. Support for What Do You Know is provided by PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And now, the man wearing Barney Google glasses, it's Michael Feldman.
Barney Google. So if you weren't born in at least 1938, you would not get a Barney Google reference, is what I'm thinking. How many of you get a Barney Google reference? Applaud now, you're on radio. How many of you never learn? We make noise, we don't raise our hands during the radio show. Okay, Barney Google with the Google googly eyes. And his horse, spark plug or something. Wasn't it spark plug? Come on, where are the old timers here when you need them? We always get some old timers here. Barney Google's horse, I think, was called spark plug or something like that. But I can't say for sure. Might have been Delco. Okay. But anyhow, in all the news that isn't, what kind of a message does it send when the highest level of the American representation at the Thatcher funeral was Kissinger, Cheney, and Bachman? Is that a slap in the face or what? I mean, that's not showing proper respect. Kissinger, Cheney, and Bachman are our representatives. Oh, well. Well, in other news, a suspicious substance sent to President Obama turns out to be Nicorette. But it is rice and letter season again, you know, like the annual Christmas saga letters. Get the rice and letters again. And, you know, rice and testing actually takes 48 hours. They should use instant ricin.
Self-ricin.
Stay out of this. You got your job, I got mine. Been a really bad week around the White House. Looks more like the Alamo, matter of fact. Wayne LaPierre has never picked up a check, background or otherwise. Lost in all this is that Ann Curry was treated really badly on the Today Show. I kept thinking through all this. The latest in wearable technology, Google Spanx. What's that? Okay. Google Retainer, I think, is nice for the kids. It'd be cool to have a Google Retainer. Okay. Incarceration is way up at Shanghai Technical Prison, anticipating all the iPhone 6 work. Wisconsin's governor, speaking of China, in case you were, Wisconsin's Governor Walker has opened up an office in China, so he's able to count Chinese prison labor in his jobs count. Two billion new jobs. How's that, huh? Okay. The immigration bill comes to the floor with a big asterisk next to Chechnya. Big asterisk. With all the flooding down there, Chicago's sister city is now Venice. So, did you canoodle in, John? Is it bad? How bad is it?
Pretty bad.
Yeah.
My basement flooded, and walking the dogs, there's all kinds of carpeting in the alleys waiting to be picked up. Old couches.
Floating and, carpeting and couches? And,
yeah.
Oh, that's bad.
You know, old clothes. And yeah, it was pretty bad.
Oh, man. You're going to get that problem in your basement again, then.
I did. It came up to the floor.
But I mean, the sewage and stuff. Or the flood, is it sewage, technically?
Technically.
Is there anything floating?
My basement wasn't as bad as some people's, I think. So I didn't get anything floating.
You always say that. That's such a cliche with you.
But no, some places were pretty bad. It's still, the rivers are still high.
Yeah. But I mean, you had that stuff with the fungus or the...
The mold.
The mold.
Yeah, that's going to make it... I kind of tamped that down, and now I think it's going to be back.
Back with a vengeance.
You got to buy a couple bottles of bleach.
It's best to demolish them at this point.
Well, it's already pretty demolished.
You get a guy from the city, you know, those wrecking ball guys, get him to come over in the middle of the night, no notice, make sure you're out of the house, and have him level it. You know, say it was a mistake.
Keep that in mind.
It happens all the time.
Yeah.
Okay. Where was I now? Immigration bill. Okay. McDonald's earnings flat after something funny about the pickle slice. Okay. I could explain this to you, but, you know, it's really, you're right, it's not even worth it. So there's something funny about somebody's pickle slice, and so the earnings dropped. I'm saying, you know, that one pickle slice they give you in your stupid burger, you know, that you actually eat the burger for, is really, and that's an unknown fact about McDonald's. You eat the, because it's a tasteless burger. The only thing that tastes in a McDonald's burger is the little pickle slice. Should something be wrong with the taste of that pickle slice, their stock is going to crash. And that's what I was implying with that. Now, don't you feel bad about not appreciating that? Don't you? How many of you feel bad about not appreciating it? Oh, you still did it. You still did it. Still raise your hand. Okay. Where was I? iPhone Siri only keeps your data for 2 years, but by then she's told everyone about it. The Carnival Triumph has been upgraded with 23,000-gallon jugs tied to the rail. Old snowmobiler's trick. If you go through, you had to have those jugs on there. Given the weather, it's surprising the dead groundhog thrown into a Pennsylvania bar was not Phil. This just in, I shot Musharraf, but I did not shoot the deputy. Well, that kills in Pakistan. Islamabad, they're on the floor now. Peshawar. Another news yet, Mandy Teo expected to go in the first round of the fantasy draft. Thank you. Thank you very much. And here's a challenging auditorium program coming up telling sixth grade boys why they're getting cervical cancer shots. Glad I won't be there for that. And that's all the news that isn't. Thank you so much. And clap jump. Oh, come on. You liked it better than that. You loved that. You loved what I had to say. You loved it. They love it when I say those things.
They sure do.
But wait, there's more, since we need it, I think. And U.S. Today no longer provides it. All the good news that isn't right now for you, all the good news that isn't. Bighorn sheep are back in the Sierra Nevadas. Gold is much more affordable.
That's good.
Oh, look at that. Got them now. I got them now. I got it eaten out of my hand. One-way tickets to Mars suddenly are appealing. You don't have to applaud everyone. That's unnecessary. Probably no one you know made the Chicago Tribune's mugs in the news. Probably. The boat with the protected species didn't hit the coral reef all that hard. Okay, then ice. You can now show the officer proof of insurance on your iPhone. Cool as that. Maggie's back with Dennis. Well, that's 4:20 today behind the equipment shed on the practice field. There should be a shipload of May flowers. And Jennifer Aniston seems happy. All the good news that isn't, ladies and gentlemen. It'll probably never happen again, so let's just appreciate it for a moment. Okay.